Here at NPR, we've been doing a bit of excavating, too. Today's show is our last at our current headquarters in Washington, D.C. We've been working in this building since 1994, and in that time, we've all managed to accumulate a lot of treasure and a lot of trash. With any move, it's not very easy to pare down, especially not for some of the NPR hosts we caught packing up.
Okay. It's almost all out of here.
I'm Linda Wertheimer. I've been here for a very long time. They've already told me that I can't take my Barca Lounger. What kind of a deal is that? A person who works nights as I do, you know, needs a little place to curl up. But you can see all these bookshelves were just full and in many cases with double layers of books. And taking it apart, you know, just, oh, so sad. I decided I'd take the poetry to the new office. I figure I may need some poetry.
I do not want to move a book from one room to the next. I hate moving. It messes up my flow. This is Michelle Martin. I'm host of Tell Me More. I'm not being the model of cheerful acceptance that I hope to be. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you that's how it is. Those press passes are definitely going. But these go back to, you know, prehistoric times. Like, I have a press pass here from election night 1988. That's definitely coming with me.
Oh, yeah. Salad, mango, empanadas, Ecuador, short ribs. No clue. I'm David Green from Morning Edition, and we're standing in my office, which is a giant mess, and I'm going to have to start going through all the stuff and figuring out what to throw away and what to bring over to our new glorious building. But since Morning Edition moves over last, I have a little more time, which is awesome. This is a Guinness Extra Stout coffee mug, and you can see the coffee residue right there from my lips. That's really kind of unpleasant.
Let's put it this way. If I were on death row, and I'd been there for like 25 years, and they came to me and said, good news, Mr. Simon, the governor of Illinois has pardoned you. I'd go, oh, that's great. Wait a minute. Does this mean that I have to pack? It's been painful. Been painful. My name is Scott Simon, and nobody can quite figure out what I do here. Little tray that holds paper clips that I got from the Professional Bowlers Association of America. I can't let go of this.
Hi, I'm Audie Cornish, host of All Things Considered. I've been given 4 crates, but so far I think I'm only going to use 2. So, priorities. My very elaborate 3-hole punch. I'm very committed to organization and things like that. And my own Clorox wipes, because I have issues.
No. Those are old clothes.
My name is Guy Raz, and I'm the host of the TED Radio Hour on NPR. My favorite thing... is this chair. It was a chair that was owned by Dan Shore. My first job at NPR was Dan's assistant. He used to work in this chair. And when he died, his wife Lee asked me if I would like his chair. And I got special permission to bring this chair to the new building because we're not allowed to bring any furniture. But there was an exception made for this chair because it was Dan's chair.
Almost all packed. I'm Robert Siegel. I'm one of the hosts of All Things Considered. I have been for a very long time. That's my main virtue is simply enduring. I'm eager to take what I assume will be my last move at NPR. This is kind of a very hip clock from Dwell magazine. It's so hip it only has a 5. That's the only number on it. This is a sort of a Chinese ceramic, and I think Scott Simon gave this to me. So right now I'm trying to figure out what I could do because my wife would never let me take that home. This was on the bottom of one of my file cabinets. It's a vinyl LP of Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. I'll probably take the Frankie Lyman album with me. I'm not ready to part with that one yet.
No, 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 I'm not a juvenile delinquent.
As for me, my office is empty, desk is cleared, except for an unopened bottle of Blue Moon beer one of our producers gave me pretty soon after I started this job. And, well, I am running out of room in these boxes, so here goes. Here's to the history in these halls and another new beginning. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.